Wondered if we could turn to 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 8. In my Bible, page 487. And the king of Syria warred against Israel. And he took counsel with his servants, saying, in such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place where the man of God told him and warned him of, and he was on his guard there. And that took place not once nor twice. And the heart of the king of Syria was troubled because of this thing, and called his servants, and he said to them, will you not show me which one of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, go and see where he is, and I will send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. And he sent thither horses and chariots, a great host. And they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the attendant of the man of God rose early and went forth, behold, an army surrounded the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? And he said, fear not, for they that are with us are more than they that are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Jehovah, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And Jehovah opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around Elijah. Very impressed with the thrust of this scripture. Open the eyes of the young man. And just felt this may be a needed word that God opens our eyes. And first thing we're conscious of is that as natural men, because of sin, we're marked by blindness. We can't see what the true situation is. So when we look out on the world, we look out on our home affairs, we look out on any view, naturally, you can see, in a certain sense, what is there. But we really need the divine view, the spiritual view. It is very much needed. But it says, the natural mind perceives not the things of God. So you're immediately come up to this limitation. And how does he meet it? How is it met? Well, in bowing the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the greatest blessings. There was this U.S. senator who got converted. May many more get converted. he got converted. And they asked him, well, what's the difference? He says, I can't really tell you, but once I was blind, but now I see. You know, he saw everything in a different way, in a wonderfully different way, a spiritual way, as God sees them. What a wonderful thing it is. And so, this comes even as believers. We, again, we are impressed and affected by what we see physically, and it is there, and we are right to take account of what is there in real opposition. But the natural man cannot see Christ. The natural man cannot see his state. The natural man cannot see the preciousness of the Word of God. Man by his own mind, man by reason, cannot see what God would have him to see. And we have to see that really we're shut up to God, that we really need to see things as he would have us see them. And what does this bring, seeing things? As we look out in the world today, as we take account of tragedy and things that happen, it brings fear, it brings worry, it brings anxiety. And you can see the young man starting to panic here. We're gonna die. And this is what it brings. This is what it brings, seeing only things naturally. This is what it brings into our heart. And Satan is very good at making things appear big and imposing and fearful. So he goes about as a roaring lion. He would terrorize. He would put you in fear. And this young man was in fear. But in contrast, you have the man of God here in calmness, in peace. He's not agitated. He's I don't think he actually saw the chariots of fire. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think he actually saw the chariots of fire. But he knew they were there. He knew that he was in God's hands. He knew he had God's protection. But he knew also that this young man needed to see it. And so the miracle isn't that all of a sudden these chariots showed up. They were there the whole time. The miracle is that it was displayed to this young man. And if we get before God and show us, ask him to show us the reality of what is spiritual, I believe he'll answer that prayer. We may all know it in our hearts. And what a wonderful opportunity we have as stepping out in faith and trusting God's word, we can prove the reality of what is spiritual, that it can sustain us. You know, you have Peter in the boat and he's stepping out to the rational man. That's crazy. You'll sink and you'll go down. But to the man of faith, that's the step in the walk of faith. Really, our life is like walking out of the boat on the water to Jesus. That's our life. How do you explain that to a man in the world? You can't. But they can see if you're sustained. They can see the Lord's support in your life. They can see there's something to be taken account of. And what a wonderful thing it is. And God help us to step out in faith and prove and try his word and prove that he is there. His protection is there. The young man looks out and he thinks, we don't have a chance. And then he sees what is there and they don't have a chance. It's a completely different picture. And really, if we could see that, they don't have a chance. They're opposing God. They're fighting against God, never so much as today. They are attacking. There is no God. They mock God. They would do away with God in every area of life. They haven't a chance. Do you really see that? Do I really see that? Do we really take account of things as they are spiritually, as they are actually in God's view? And what a wonderful thing is. Elisha does not pray for protection. Again, you think, wow, that would be the thing to pray for. No, the protection is already there. When you trusted Christ as your Savior, He puts you in His hand, and nobody can take you from His hand. You are already protected. So the disciples are being persecuted for confessing the name of Jesus. They don't pray for protection. They pray for more boldness. What a wonderful thing that is. What a wonderful thing to see. This is opportunity. This is opportunity. All these persons opposing is actually opportunity to plant seeds, to convey the Spirit of God, convey the preciousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. They wanted boldness. They were seeing things as God would have them, seeing them spiritually. What a wonderful thing it is. I speak as so many times, my sight, not seeing things in this way. I don't speak as being an expert in this by any means, but God has helped me in some issues and to see things and to take account of things. He'd help us each one, I'm sure. And then to get the sense that that God's protection stance is available there between us and temptation. And He would protect us from that. That God would stand between us and the hate of men. His people are protected. Now, it may not look like that. It didn't look like it, for example, when Paul was cast into the prison. It looks like he wasn't protected, but he was, and it was simply for the spreading of the gospel. And then you look to the enemy pursuing after the children of Israel, and there was the cloud of fire behind them. What a wonderful thing that is. He is protecting His people at this time. The protection is there. We need to act in the light of the care and protection of God and the love of God and the grace of God. What a wonderful thing it is to move forward. You know, I think of Moses' parents, you know. They're all slaves in Egypt. Let's get married and have kids. What a great thought. You know, like, wow, you know, that this is a good time. You know, I don't know what their thoughts were, but, you know, in the middle of that, they get married and they have children. You know, to in a world that just sees things continuing to get worse, getting married is an act of faith. Having lots of kids, that's faith. Why not? You know, it's we're not thinking as the world thinks. We're thinking that we're under God's protection. He would desire to bless us. He would desire His thoughts for us to go forward. Yes, there is discouragement. Yes, there is things in life that come in. But we have this vision as to Christ before us, this wonderful, powerful sustainer of life, this wonderful Lord, completely able for every circumstance, every condition that we face. He's completely able. And His precious word, able for every difficulty, all wisdom available to us. And in the resource of the Spirit, as helpfully reminded there, what a wonderful thing that is too. And one of the other titles, a brother from Peterhead mentioned, Revealer of Secrets. I shouldn't miss that one. That was another wonderful title. So this all-sufficient Lord, and by the Spirit, we see, open this young man's eyes, that we see things spiritually. We see things as they are spiritually. And we are helped to move ahead in view of the way that things are spiritually and in view of the goal that is before us? Well, that was my simple impression that open our eyes as to the church, for instance. Open our eyes as to the preciousness of the assembly to Christ. Open our eyes as to the wonder of what's available in prayer. Open our eyes as to as to the life transforming power of the gospel. And we have nothing to be ashamed. We're offering what is so wonderful in the gospel. Open our eyes to see the preciousness of God's people. And as having opened eyes spiritually, being stable, being able to exhibit what Elisha exhibits here, calm under pressure, confidence in God, confidence in his way and his purpose. May God bless us all in this for his name's sake.